And Philip Semper, PF, these are great. Today's date is 03-04-2023. Dictation is for Jessica Santos. Santos spells S-A-N-T-O-S. Jessica spells J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Date of birth is 04-24-2001. This is a 21-year-old female here with the following complaints. One, lymph nodes enlarge and then to your surface of her neck. Two, back pain. Period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that the back pain started about approximately 4 days ago or so. She denies trauma. She said the pain is in the region of the lumbothoracic spine. Thoracolumbar spine region. Described pain as crampy. She says sometimes it feels like it's a pulling sensation. It's non-radiating. She denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. She denies pain with urination or blood with urination. Period. Next paragraph. Patients stated that she has had common cold and sometimes throat pain, and noticed that she will have enlarged lymph nodes, especially in the anterior surface of her cervical spine. However, she came in today because she said the lymph nodes were swollen when she had infection, but they're still not back to their normal cell. She says she can still feel them, but they are not as big as it used to be, period. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea. Review your system. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies increased temperature. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure 127/79, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.9, period. Next paragraph. Back, a patient has a light, a mild curvature of her, thoracolumbar spine, convex right, and there's some muscle stiffness. She has some flank tenderness also. No bony tenderness to palpation. No step off. No crepitus with range of motion. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Patient has some shoddy nose in the bilateral anterior cervical triangles. No tenderness to palpation. No redness. No discharge. No fluctuance. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1, cervical lymphadenopathy. Number 2, scoliosis. Number 3, back pain, period. Patient was educated on scoliosis, and she was given a prescription for a scoliosis back brace. I wanted to do urine to make sure that her pain in the thoracolumbar region is not associated with a UTI or a kidney pathology. But she says she has to be at work, and she has to go to Humble. It's a long way from here. And she has to leave. She will get the urine and bring it back for us, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.